Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. The 2023 Christmas season is upon us. We've seen on Morning Prayer this week, however, that the Christ, the divine idea that Jesus presented to mankind and so fully manifested, isn't confined to any period. We've seen how it appeared in one way or another to Jacob and three Hebrews in the Old Testament, and other Old Testament characters, Abraham and Moses among them, also experienced the Christ, God's presence with them. And the Christ is what holds the entire New Testament together. Certainly the disciples experienced it, working alongside Jesus, and they continued to experience it even after his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. They showed that the Christ and its beneficial effects are always available. St. Paul found this to be true, too. It turned his life around completely, and he was able to make the Christ a living presence in the lives of the people he visited in his extensive travels. All this suggests that the Christ is right here to be experienced today as well. And that really shouldn't be surprising. Jesus himself said that his followers would do the same sort of works he did, proving the ongoing presence of the Christ. In fact, the book of Matthew depicts him saying, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And that really answers the question. We can experience the Christ and its beneficial effects whenever we're willing to turn to it and give up our limited mortal perspectives. May we all do that and see the Christ in our lives year-round. Amen.